Okay, Mike, so in last week's show, as I wind up the clock here and put 10 minutes on,
Yeah?
we hinted that James Cameron had nothing on us.
What do we mean by that? Oh, the 3D thing here? Yeah, check it out. 3D. We got some
Woohoo!
3D-ery going on here. Check that out.
This is
So we thought,
cool.
yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like we're seeing our viewers in 6D because it's a 3D show with
we're
3D glasses on. By the way, Left Eye has the red filter over it. And if you don't have 3D glasses, you can go to Blockbuster. For 15 cents, you can pick these things up.
Or,
Ow.
sorry,
Or what? Violence.
You can email our colleague. No, not email. You can snail mail. I don't even
Snail
know what
mail.
It is
Yeah, it's
anymore.
like the analog
It's so
timer.
like antique.
Yeah.
Larry
Old-fashioned.
Larson
Larry Larson.
At 1 Microsoft Way,
Yeah?
Redmond, Washington, 98052. And he will very kindly send you a pair of 3D glasses.
Fantastic. And we'll put that in the show notes for anybody who didn't grab that. So we got
Yes.
lots of stuff to talk about today. So first of all, we got some new PDC shirts. Let me step on up here. Right, we got the new PDC
Woo!
Shirts right here.
I'm wearing last year's.
Last year's, that counts too. And matter of fact, speaking of that, we had a hard hat challenge return last week.
Yes, apple pie
The
from a
apple pie
year
challenge
ago.
from a year
Somebody
ago.
finally solved it.
And it was unsolved. Now it's solved. The answer was see you at PDC 2008. So congratulations to Adam, if I say it right, Spate or Spate, I'm not, or
Yes,
Spite,
from
I'm not
Rick
sure how to say
Rashid
it.
Show.
From Rick Rashid Show. So
Congratulations.
we said we'd send a poster. We'll send a poster. And since we happen to have the shirts, we'll send the shirts. Wait, gratuitous 3D moment. Excellent. Okay.
Yay.
All right. So what I like is he actually posted the
code. Do you
code.
Have a hard hat challenge this week?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
He still is the slacker.
Yeah, I'm still slacker, but I will have one. So he posted both the code and the manual solution to the show, or on the show post. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Great work.
That was a hard one.
We're still listening, right? We've been getting some email.
PDC09 at Microsoft.com.
We've been getting some mail there.
Yep.
We want to continue to get mail there. Any feedback? I want to point out that people can sign up for our mailing list. So as we've done our focus groups,
right.
we've learned that people like to receive stuff via email.
Yep.
And the way you find it is if you go to MicrosoftPDC.com over on the right side, that'd be the right side. Well, wait, I'm camera left or something like that. But on the right side, you can sign up for the PDC mailing list.
Yes.
And we send out routine emails.
News, announcements, what's
yeah.
happening, that kind of thing.
Totally. We got some good Twitter feedback as well.
Yep.
I like
Woo!
This. It's almost like you hired this person to put this here. So this is Charlie Oliver. Think of it as an investment in your future. You can't put a price on the value of the connections you'll make at PDC 09.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff.
Absolutely.
Windows Azure team is looking for cool swag ideas for PDC 09.
So let's talk about that. Swag.
Yeah.
Free shirts, baseball caps, squishy
yeah.
balls.
Yeah.
The Azure team, which is innovating in the cloud,
mm-hmm.
they're saying, what is the kind of stuff that you want that's not boring?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll tell you that you can't afford. They can't afford whatever your idea is.
And they're looking for feedback, basically.
But on
via Twitter.
The PDC Twitter account, we're listening.
Souvenirs, wearables, gifts, and oh, wait a minute. Souvenirs, wearables, and
oh,
gifts.
That's what
swag.
The acronym is.
Yeah, that's what the acronym
Got it.
Means.
Okay.
But you know, somebody
Next.
Might know that.
New sessions.
A lot of new sessions.
Like over 25.
25 new sessions.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
But we're still only about a third of the way to the total sessions that we'll end up having. At PDC.
That's right.
And I'll go through a couple here in a minute, but the Twitter sphere is basically abuzz with all the new sessions we've done about the identity talk that Kim Cameron's going to be giving.
Even I know who Kim Cameron is.
Of course, big name, big
He's very
speaker.
Cool.
Scrum and Visual Studio Team System, and a couple others as well. So we'll go through those here in a minute. Font feedback.
Oh, yeah, uppercase.
Yep, there were no uppercase letters in the PDC 09 font. We've retooled it, and hopefully by the time this show posts, we'll actually have it up so people can download it. Sorry, I got
to
read.
Oh.
The Birds of a Feather, that's organized by Aneta.
Yes.
The site's up.
The community, this is for you.
Is at PDC BOF.
Yes.
So www.pdcbof.com.
Yes.
Submissions actually open September 1st.
Right.
And they're open through October 30th. So if you want to do a Birds of a Feather session at the PDC,
yes.
this is the place to go and
You
sign
come
up.
In, you lead the session, you talk, you present.
Yeah. So if you got a great idea, this is the place to go do it, and I'd do it sooner rather than later just so you can get it
And
in.
A quick shout out to one of our followers on Twitter last
mm-hmm.
week. We actually messed up the URL just a little bit, and someone mm-hmm. caught it. Congratulations to you.
Did you send him anything?
No.
Oh, come on. So early bird reminder, right?
Yes.
The $500 discount ends
September 15th. It's coming right up. Why would you wait?
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better than that.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
So new sessions. We're back to new sessions.
Like I mentioned last week, hotels are selling out. And all of our hotels are in the downtown area, and so you don't want to be stuck way out. You know, the closer to the convention center, the better.
Way out. Where are you staying?
Woo! I'm not saying.
You're not saying. I'm at the Figaro, by the way. So new sessions. I printed out the list of new sessions that we published actually yesterday when we were recording this, and there's a bunch here. There's Butler Lampson, and if you know about Butler, huge
technical fellow,
alumnus of Berkeley, Xerox PARC, Digital Systems Research Center, and the list goes on and on. And basically, he's going to get up and talk about the next great wave of computing applications.
Yes.
This is just to hear him think about, you know, where he thinks computing's going. That should be a pretty exciting session. Advanced diagnostics, historical debugging, and test automation. Talks about the new Microsoft Test and Lab Manager, and some of the other features coming up in Visual Studio.
Keep talking!
We should never do this again. Future directions of C# and Visual Basic. So we always talk about the future of languages.
Someone asked why we're combining that. Last year it was separate.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm probably the wrong guy to give all the technical reasons, but I know the languages are a little bit in parallel right now, and a lot of the innovations that apply to one also apply to the other one, so it makes sense to talk about it.
Good answer.
Probably in the same session. Whew, did I make it by?
God.
Some of the other ones. Introduction to Microsoft SQL Server Stream Insight. Now, this
is one I
actually hadn't heard about, Stream Insight. I'm going to move a little closer just, you know, to exploit. Stream Insight, and it sounds like, so I'm going to read a little bit here. Learn the basics of how to build a Stream Insight input adapter for monitoring an event stream, how to construct real-time analysis in Link, and install them in the highly scalable Stream Insight engine.
Yes.
And the way I understand this is for applications where there's just a constant stream of data.
Yep.
For example, market analysis, maybe if you're in finance. This is a solution in SQL Server that allows you to do link queries over it and build adapters to consume that data. So that one sounds pretty exciting. Another one, networking and web services in Silverlight.
Hmm.
So if you want to deal with SOAP and REST and Silverlight,
yep.
This session talks about some of those things. They'll talk about the Silverlight 3 client HTTP stack, new functionality offers around verbs, headers, responses, and cross-domain stuff you've been
Tell me about the Steve Mark session.
So Steve Mark session on Windows Azure, right? Steve
yes.
was a presenter before.
Yep. He's good.
He's a great guy.
He
used to be over in DPE, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And he's going to talk about some beyond hello world in Windows Azure.
Good.
So how do you kind of up it or take it to the next step? So he'll have a session going deep on that. There's also a Windows Azure session on monitoring, logging, and management APIs.
Yes.
So as an app developer, kind of deploying things to the cloud.
Yes.
It's not just about writing the code. It's also about getting the code out there and then monitoring that code to make sure that, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. And if it goes down, you need to know. And if you want to log some events, this will be a good session that talks about that. And, then,
and again, I just want to point out, these are not repeat sessions from TechEd
right.
or from other Microsoft conferences.
Right.
This is net new content
yep.
that you're going to see at PDC.
Absolutely. There's also a Scrum session for Visual Studio Team System. So this is how the process template for Scrum has been evolved. And a big company is actually going to talk about how they've adopted it and taken
yep.
advantage of some of the Visual Studio 2010 features. So this should be a pretty interesting one.
So again, we've released another batch of sessions.
Yep.
Still way more to come.
Yes.
But it's going to give you a really good idea of the kind of content we're going to have at PDC. And you can extrapolate from there
yep.
the news, the announcements, the things we're going to be talking about.
Yep, connect the dots as our visitors
say.
Like to do. The other thing, there's another PDC Classics video, PDC 2003, the Longhorn PDC.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Chris Anderson and Don Box.
Yes.
Going back to PDC 2003.
Red
and talking
versus
about,
blue.
And this, apparently, I didn't know, this was the first time they actually ever presented together on stage.
Aww.
Was PDC 2003. So that's cool. Those guys are always, you know, whenever we put them on stage since then, they're a popular pair to kind of
yes,
sit down
they
and
are.
Watch. They also talk about how, actually, it was Chris Anderson talking about how he used to sit in the speaker lounges prior to PDC 2003.
Yeah, right? And hide.
And hide. And
yeah.
now that we've actually done the track lounges, the idea here is
speakers
get
have
out,
to sit out there with everybody.
Interact with attendees.
That's the whole point.
Yep. As a matter of fact, another fun one in there was VisiCalc actually still running.
Yes.
So VisiCalc still running in Longhorn as of 2003. That was pretty interesting. So I wanted to read some stats about who attends. We get
okay.
lots of questions. Who shows up? And this is based on data I ran this morning from people who have registered. So a couple things. People who have attended PDC before, 52%.
Yeah.
So people who are signing up are old fans of PDC. They're coming back yep. to hear what the next year's news has to bring. Mix have attended Mix before, 10%. So not as much overlap there.
Which is what we want.
Which is kind of what we expect.
Different shows for different audiences.
That's right. PDC is definitely hardcore dev, architecture,
yep, absolutely.
Future. And Mix has got some of that. We also include designer content in there as well. Top three reasons people report attending PDC this year. Learn about new products and technologies.
Yep,
makes sense.
Of course.
To see Microsoft's roadmap and vision, kind of along the same
What's
lines.
Coming?
And the third one, to plan features and architecture for future versions of your
that
product.
Makes sense.
So that makes sense as well. Primary responsibility in your company or organization. And I just pulled the top two here. One-third enterprise systems application architecture, so
yep.
architecture, and one-third writing code.
Developers!
So these are developers.
Hello!
These are the peeps that that we love.
Professional Developers Conference!
What language do you primarily use to develop your software? And we listed quite a few of them. If you've signed up already, you've probably seen these. ASP.NET, 53% of our attendees.
Right.
So some web development. C#, 69%. So huge proportion of managed code developers coming to PDC, and of course we'll have content to support that. HTML, 34%, so fully a third are working primarily in HTML. SQL, 47%, which is a surprising number for me. So almost half of our attendees spend a lot of time using SQL.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
May I, please?
Of course.